truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Sam, what is the Firearms Tip of the Week, sir?
Firearms Tip of the Week has to do with cleaning your chamber. A lot of people don't realize this, but your chamber gets dirty, not just the lands and grooves of your barrel. And we need to get that chamber clean, that barrel extension on the AR-15, the lugs clean. And we do that with a chamber brush and some good solvent. And you've got to get that chamber clean. Otherwise, your gun won't feed reliably. I use a short cleaning rod, about 15 inches long. It has a little T-handle on it. It doesn't spin like on bearings, like a normal cleaning rod. And I put the chamber brush on the end of that rod, and I run into the chamber, and I spin the T-handle, and that drives the brush. And with solvent and by spinning that chamber brush in the chamber, you can get the carbon, hard carbon, the powder, and all of that things out of the chamber and have a reliable chamber that's the proper dimension instead of too small to feed properly.
All right. Well, that's an excellent, excellent tip of the week. How long would you have to go through that process of having that in there inside the chamber?
Oh, it takes about a minute. It takes about a minute to clean the chamber. It's not a long process, but it does need to be done on a regular basis.
Okay. Outstanding. Well, you got to scoot out the door here in about 6 minutes. What else would you like to communicate to our listeners this morning, sir?
Well, I just want everybody to know that America's a big place. We've got a lot of strong people here. Don't give up. Don't give up your guns. Hold the line. Be tough. We are winning in a lot of areas. Even though we're being attacked in many areas, we're winning in a lot of areas. And America is a huge place with a whole bunch of God-fearing men and women. So don't lose heart. Stay positive. Get ready. It's going to get a little rough for a little while, but it'll be okay. John, I got to run. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you.
Let freedom ring, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
All right. We'll move on to open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. All right. Well, we've covered a lot of territory so far. We can continue discussing firearms. I don't have nearly the expertise that Sam does. I've got my expertise, which is better than most people's, but I'm not a world-class expert like Sam is. And of course, we have all these other issues that we can be discussing as well. So, let's go ahead and do that. Had some private correspondence with Dave from New York in the last hour by text messaging. He's all caught up in this whole whole issue of whether there is or is not a virus. I let him know that I'm not going to devote airtime to that. I'm simply not going to do it. If other people want to take up airtime, having one scientist debate another scientist about whether there is or is not a virus, well, let them do so. I'm not going to be part of it. I'm simply not. I will focus on other issues. And there's no shortage of issues, are there? No shortage at all. Got a text from Doug Hagman. He hopes to be visiting with Donald Trump Jr. At Mar-a-Lago in the next few days. I hope that goes well for him. And I'll be doing a show with Doug one day next week, it looks like. Doug's in Florida right now, obviously. And it's always good to do a show with Doug Hagman, the Hagman Report. And I encourage everybody to listen to Doug's shows. He's been at this almost as long as myself. He and I share a common background of both of us having been homicide detectives for many, many years. I should mention that if you live within a one-hour drive of Cuba, Missouri, you might want to check out my gunsmith, a gunsmith I use for routine matters. He's not at the level that Sam is, building world-class competition rifles. But when it comes to routine gunsmithing matters, he also takes care of buying and selling firearms. That's Brad Dake, S-D-A-K-E, and his company is Dake Gunsmithing in Cuba, Missouri. I'll give you the phone number twice slowly. It's 573-677-0373. I say again, 573-677-0373. If you live, like I say, within a one-hour drive of Cuba, you're not going to find anybody better, quite frankly, within a one-hour drive of Cuba. Great guy. He does a great job. Stands behind his work. Okay. Earlier in this show, I was encouraging people to listen to Marie Lassiter last Friday. That would be the second day of February. Marie is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. They don't pay her nearly as much as they should. A bus driver in the city of St. Louis gets paid three times as much as Marie does, which is $15,000 a year. But she does a great job. And one thing that can't be faked, as I've said many times, they can fake the cause of death. And they've been doing it now for a number of years. But one thing they can't fake is the number of people dying. In the years that Marie L. Esther has been coroner, she never saw what she saw last month, January 2024. More people died in Texas County than any month since she's been coroner. 38 people. Now, that's not a lot of people compared to some of the big cities. Of course not. It's not a lot compared to these big cities. But we're not comparing it to a big city. We're comparing it to the historical record of Texas County, Missouri. 38 people died the month of January. A dramatic increase in cancer deaths, by the way. What we've come to know as turbo cancer, where a man, a woman, boy, or girl is diagnosed with cancer and dead in a month or two or three months. It's horrendous. Where we have babies being born with stage four cancer, stage three, stage four cancer. I suppose that's happened before, but I'm not aware of it. Marie is not the only person reporting the following. We have other people reporting the following, that 2024 will see a dramatic increase in people dying along with 2025. And that's what Marie's saying. That's what I'm saying. Now, the last 2 years, we've had already had a dramatic increase, a 20% increase in all-cause mortality. This has never happened in this country. So what's it going to go to, all-cause mortality, this year? 30%, 40%? I think between 30 and 40% is pretty safe area as far as speculation is concerned. We're already, you know, we've already been a year and a half into the highest increase in all-cause mortality ever seen in this country, including the Spanish flu in 1918, including all the various wars we've had, including the Civil War, where 250,000 men died, American men died. Everybody that died in the Civil War was an American. There may have been some exceptions. When I refer to this as the worst crime in human history, that's exactly what it is. Now, it's not a flippant statement, not at all. It truly is the worst crime in human history. Now, I mentioned before, I'll mention again, that at my website, at thelibertyman.com, we have the COVID panel with more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden concerning the COVID vaccination clot shot. You might ask, who's Dr. Michael Yaden? Well, here's who he is. Former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. How many scientists have those kind of credentials on this planet? A dozen? 50? Let's be optimistic. Maybe 100 out of over 8 billion people? It's a pretty short list. Dr. Yaden says, in no uncertain terms, that all the COVID vaccination clot shots are meant to kill and disable. They are not side effects. They're the directed intended effects, not side effects at all. These crimes against humanity being perpetrated by Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, all the vaccine manufacturers, there's people complicit in this knowingly, and the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, NIH. And, of course, there's tens of thousands of men and women who are complicit without their knowledge that they are complicit in the worst crime in human history. Does it matter if they have knowledge or not? Here's an example. It was last year, 2023. An elderly woman was a teenage girl working for the German army at a concentration camp as a secretary. She made the coffee, opened the mail, typed letters, did the filing, the things that a secretary does in 1943, the same as in 2024. Secretarial work hasn't changed that much. We now have more sophisticated equipment, but most of the same responsibilities. This woman, who was a teenager working as a secretary at a concentration camp, was prosecuted criminally as being a war criminal. So why do I talk about this? Well, I say that because every man and woman that works at Pfizer, at Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, no matter what their job is, they're complicit. Maybe a woman is a secretary at Pfizer. Maybe a man is a janitor at Johnson & Johnson. Maybe another man is a mail clerk at Pfizer. It doesn't matter what the job is. This woman, this elderly woman, was prosecuted under international law. It's not a stretch in logic whatsoever to prosecute anybody and everybody working at Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, the CDC, the National Institutes of Health. Prosecute them all. They're all no more or no less complicit than that teenage girl that made the coffee as a secretary for the German army at a concentration camp. No more complicit, no less complicit. That's my feeling on it. Now, of course, my feeling comes from my being in the legal profession since 1972. When I was graduating as a paralegal, I went to work for the American Optometric Association, taking the place of an attorney, doing the exact same work the attorney did at the exact same desk with the exact same responsibilities. It was only a year later that, actually less than a year, I left that position to become a training as a private detective, and only 3 months after that, I was recruited by the state of Missouri to be a homicide detective for the public defender system. Great training, great experience. I learned a lot. I learned a lot, which that became the career path for me the rest of my adult life, quite frankly. So I speak from knowledge of being a part of the legal system in this country for more than half a century. And it's a shame what's going on. These are crimes against humanity. Unfortunately, my daughter, her husband, her twins that are now seniors in high school, all four of them got the clot shot and multiple boosters. I don't know how many, probably at this point, five or six. I've lost track. My oldest grandson did not get the clot shot, thank goodness. So I have somebody carrying on the bloodline. If the rest of my family meets their demise because I got the clot shot, the twins in high school, they had no choice. They did what their mother and father told them to, get the clot shot. My daughter told me 6 or 8 months, or maybe later, after the fact, "Oh, Dad, I didn't want to upset you. I didn't want you to be worried." That's why she didn't tell me that they were getting their clot shot. Now, before COVID was even an issue, that was January 2020. Before COVID was an issue, I mailed my daughter a copy of the documentary titled Vaxxed. It's V-A-X-X-E-D. Victor Alpha X-ray X-ray Echo Delta. Hoping that would convince her that all vaccines are dangerous all the time. Obviously, it didn't work. I don't know if you ever watched it or not. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. The first week of February 2024, we're at the beginning of the big kill-off of innocent men, women, and children in this country because they made the decision, or their parents made the decision on their behalf, to get the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. I know a couple of people. I know a deputy sheriff who got the clot shot, him and his wife. They now regret it. He's become a very diligent vaccine researcher. And I say more power to him. I hope he survives. I hope his wife survives. There's, I don't know how many, millions, hopefully, of men and women who got the clot shot and now regret that they did so. Not much can be done about it. There's different protocols being promoted. I don't know if any of them are truly effective to help people that got the clot shot. Sam mentioned it's been a number of months ago that some scientists, doctors in Germany were looking at a blood cleansing protocol that may help alleviate the symptoms. I don't know. I hope it's successful. That would be, well, I don't know if it's dialysis or a form of dialysis. I'm not sure what's going to help with these clots people have. They're not really blood clots in a traditional sense of the word. Normal blood clots is human blood that's coagulated and formed clots. It's not what these things are. These are not formed from human blood. They're kind of a latex, elastic kind of stuff that is not part of the human blood supply. Very dangerous, very scary stuff. So what can we do? Well, I advocate that families take care of themselves, that they form alliances with people in their neighborhood, because if all hell breaks loose, the neighborhood will have to come together to protect itself, or the neighborhood will fall to the predators, to the violence that could happen in this country. So I encourage people to do that. Work with your local sheriff. They have a neighborhood watch set up. Neighborhood watch could be the beginning point for a successful neighborhood defense force. A neighborhood watch is politically neutral. it is legally neutral. It's on a, with law enforcement being involved. They have structured programs where the people in the neighborhood can come together to look out for each other. And I certainly encourage that. We have our own version of Neighborhood Watch here in the country where I live in Davisville. And the communities I worked with around here, Viburnum and Steelville and Cuba and so forth. Informal and sometimes more formal forms of neighborhood watch for the neighborhood and the neighbors to take care of and look out for each other. So check out the neighborhood watch. Looks like, let's see. Oh, okay, we are supposed to have a break. We missed the break. So in that case, I should remind people that my Valentine's Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now. It goes until midnight the 14th. Listen carefully. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. Pretty good deal. That goes until midnight the 14th, Valentine's Day. Ladies, find out that the energy cleaner helps their husband's libido. They just smile and place their order. I can't promise getting it there by Valentine's Day. I'll do my best. But what a great present for your spouse. Let's see. We have a caller here. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. You know, about your gardening, you need to get your soil prepped, your peat moss, perlite, compost, because if you don't have livestock, fertilizer is going to be a big deal there.
Well, anybody that has chickens, horses, goats, and so forth, they're going to have lots of manure that frequently you can get at no charge if you want to take the time to remove it.
Right. Well, in horse manure, you need to set a year, unless you're a squash or something like that. They like that horse right. manure. And then on the socks, you know, I have a pair of those alpaca socks. And they right. are, they outperform the merino wool. They cost about twice as much, though.
Two to three times as much. I was looking at them, you know, 2 to 3 times as much. Yep.
Yeah, so I kind of price those socks. I don't wear them every day. Just when it's cold, cold.
Right.
That's for sure. So... And then I have a thought about this thing in Texas. They're calling that convoy God's army. Seems right. like they're getting set up to go make a move against the Christians using that propaganda. To me, similar to what they did in Bolshevik Russia.
Right. Well, calling this outfit God's army, I think, is a bit of a stretch. And there's a good possibility of federal agents undercover that will cause problems. I know the convoys got their own internal security. I hope they're successful in learning who the undercover agents are and stopping violence from happening. Don't you, Scott?
Yes, but these communists are experts at infiltrating and causing havoc, and setting up a group, then tear them down. So people get demoralized. Oh, the convoy failed. We were helpless now, type of thought, you know. Yep. They're experts at it. And they know how to do
they
it
are.
Very well.
They are.
It's hard to tell the difference. And, oh, yeah, another thing, get your seeds. Get hybrid seeds that can reproduce. Learn how to reproduce
how
your own
get
seeds.
Hybrid seed? How are you going to get hybrid seeds that can reproduce?
There's... seed companies that they let me explain that you get non-hybrid seeds
heirloom seeds yeah. is what you want they'll reproduce you're right
make sure you have a way to pollinate them if you don't have bugs like a greenhouse or something you have they make little tools to do it vibrators and stuff that will pollinate help you pollinate. That's very important. You know, you can't depend on wild food. It fluctuates so much, you know, from a drought to a too rainy to no sun or whatever. And I do cold frames, and that extends your, I'm at 6,400 feet. That extends the growing season a couple months on each end.
Right, right.
You know, so I'm down to like December, January, middle of February, where I have to like do sprouts. But other than that, I got greens year-round, fresh. The lettuces in the cold and warmer crops in the summer. It can be done, but it takes time, like you said, years to get it down. Because it's kind of odd, you know, you can, the exact spot you put a plant 5 feet away might grow real good, or it may not grow at all. By the sunlight and the shade and the moisture, just a couple feet makes a big difference. What grows where? That's what I found. Certain plants grow a lot better in different conditions. Like where I am, stuff like oregano and thyme pretty much can grow on its own. So those walking onions seem to be survivable. As far as that, I try to get stuff that will reproduce on its own, where you don't have to certain perennials. Areas where you
perennials,
yeah,
that's great.
Where you don't have to replant, but a lot of plants you have to replant. Anyway, I guess that's about it.
Well, Scott, as your gardening adventure moves forward, give us an update now and then. Let us know how it's going.
I will. These people are going to let me manage a greenhouse, so I'm getting that. That's a whole new learning curve right there.
Well, if you want to dramatically increase the output of your garden, use an energy cleaner, in case you don't know.
Well, I got one on my bed, which I wouldn't give up on my bed, but yeah, I might try that. I heard you guys talk about that.
Be very pleased.
Good enough. You have a good day now.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.
Bye.
We've got a bottom of the hour break coming up here. The call number is 512-248-8252. I've been in touch with my friend Bill Federer. He's a nationally known speaker and author, published many books. I'll be interviewing Bill later this week. I'll announce that date and time soon. The title of the book is What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran. The subtitle is A History of Islam in the United States. Great book. I met Bill when he first ran for Congress in 1998, the same district that I ran in, and we've been friends ever since. He's a prolific author, a bona fide expert when it comes to American history especially. So it'll be good to have Bill on looking forward to it. We need to be aware of these issues so that we can plan to deal with the consequences, that our families will be safe and healthy no matter what happens. And that's what I've been encouraging now since I did my first private consultation in the summer of 1977. We have a call here. We got Scott in Illinois. Good morning, Scott.
Hello?
Morning, Scott. You're going there, Scott. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hi, John. I was just listening to your show, and I wanted to add something. I live half a mile from a cemetery, a very old cemetery, and they don't have a whole lot of people going in there because it's the farmers' farming land. A lot of farmers are buried there.
Hold on. I'll wait. Break. Hold on to the break, Scott. We'll break.
Okay. Oh. Yes, sir. Okay.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information to educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. And, of course, more than 200 articles and videos about the COVID-19 vaccination clout shot. My Valentine's Day sale of energy cleaners are in effect right now until midnight the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 20% off mattress pads, additional 5% off the entire order. If you use PayPal, you can place your order right there at thelibertyman.com. Okay, Scott, let's continue with your comment, please.
Okay, I live about an hour south of Chicago. There's a small cemetery down the road from my house. Last summer, I don't hardly see anyone buried there. It's a very small cemetery. This is a farmer's area. And last summer, there was at least one funeral there a week. One particular day, I drove by there, and it was the second funeral in 1 week. And there's usually one or two a year. And the second one that week, I drove about 10 miles down the road because I was getting materials to go do a job. I was going to my material guy. I drive 10 miles down the road, and what do I see? Another hearse, a long line of cars at this intersection. So I wait, and they go through. I drive about 3 more miles, and I'm getting ready to turn left to get my materials. Here's another hearse, big, long line of cars. I go over, get my materials. I leave. I'm driving away again. a few miles down, these are different colored hearses, few more miles down the road, here's another hearse with a big, long line of cars. And, I mean, what you're saying, John, is true. These people are just dying like crazy. This year is probably going to be a doozy.
It's going to be far worse, by a very distressing order of magnitude, far worse.
And one last thing, when I went down to the cemetery with my son with our Bluetooth device detectors, I was the one that told you about all that back then. We went down there, and we didn't have Faraday cages, but there's no houses or buildings around it. There's no way we could be picking up something else. And it was lighting up like a Christmas tree. There was all kinds of, we were getting all kinds of signals, which is, it's sad, but it's very unbelievable.
It's almost like a science fiction movie, isn't it?
It sure is. I wish it wasn't true. I have three family members that were vaccinated, and they're not doing so good. Sad.
Absolutely. Anything else, Scott, before you get away?
You know what? I got a crazy story to tell you that's true.
Okay.
I'll make it quick. I was working about 2 miles south of my house one day on someone's driveway, and this guy had a very, very nice home. He had just left to go to a doctor's appointment. I was there all by myself. And about a quarter mile up in the air over these trees, I saw the biggest aircraft that I've ever seen with my eyes. I fly Southwest all the time, but not anymore, not since the shots. I won't get on a plane. But this is one of those, like, jumbo aircraft that goes across the pond to England. This is one of those, what's the name for it? Jumbo bus airplanes. It had four engines on it. The engines were like 20 feet in diameter, and it was barely, I could see, I couldn't believe the size of it. So I got my phone out to take a shot of it because it was going so slow. I thought it was going to crash. And, right. And my camera wouldn't work because it said your battery's too low for your camera to work. Well, then I called my son, who was 2 miles north at my home. And I said, go on Flight Radar 24 right now, because he had it on his phone. Tell me what this aircraft is. It's like below radar, and there's no explanation. There's no airport around here. And I thought maybe it's a bunch of these Chinese from Canada. Maybe they're just flying them around. Pre-positioning them or something. That's the only thing that I could think of that would make any sort of sense.
So,
it's crazy.
Were you ever able to identify the aircraft?
No, he went right to his phone and he looked at Flight Radar 24 and he said, there's nothing there, Dad. I said, it's probably because the thing's so gosh darn low. If I had your Red Ryder BB gun with the dog hair reticle, I probably could have hit it. That's how low this thing was.
Right,
it was crazy.
Right. Well, you ever figure out what it is, let us know.
I don't know. I'm certain I'll never know, but thank you for your time, John.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Scott. Our next caller is JP in Chicago. Okay. Once again, go back, JP.
Yeah, John, I hate to be like Pat calling up being like a broken clock right twice a day. But God rest Pat and John the Truckerman. I think they're victims of, they might have not take the shot, but I think they got their lives ended quickly over this kill shot. Same with John Stantmiller. A lot of guys all passed recently, unusual circumstances, and that's the sinister thing, John, behind the shot. I think turbo cancer, heart attacks, and just strange ailments all are coming from that,
Well, of course, Mr. Stantmiller passed before all this got started, so that's not an issue there.
Well, it was strange. He went up to his cabin. I remember he had some strange infection on his arm out of the blue when he went up to his cabin. Now, a lot of, there are bioweapons in hospitals. Like a good friend of mine, Roger Weldon, he died by going to the hospital. He had an injury on his foot and got that skin-eaten flesh disease just from going to the hospital, and that killed him. And then he died within a week just from that. So there's stuff floating around that's just not there. If someone wants to drop it with a drone, that's one thing I wanted to answer one of your guys that called up earlier in terms of Ukraine war. I could give you a quick brief on that if you got a minute.
Well, make it quick. Go ahead. Sure.
Okay, because I've been tracking this using open source data. None of this is classified, but what I got is well over a million casualties on the Ukrainian side. That's KIA. Okay, right. 7-to-1 kill ratio, and the majority of this is the new technology with ISR, intel surveillance, and recon. They're able to target a tank coming in, and they had it called a Bradley Center because they were just taking out Bradleys left and right. They had the drones above with ISR. They have air superiority, and then they could zero in their Arty. They could take out a tank with Arty because of that. Another advantage the Russians got, like their 152-millimeter shell only runs $500, and they get the Chinese and North Koreans to crank that out, whereas our 155. I think they're called Paladin or Excalibur rounds. They're $50,000. So a 500 compared to 50,000. And you could do the same thing with the 500 round if you got ISR with the drone above. Also, all the weapons they're getting from Iran, those drones they're getting from Iran, the Shahibs, are very successful. Very successful at taking out tanks. And one good side on Ukrainians, they got drones too, and they're doing anti-personal drones. You see videos where guys are running from the drones and trying to swat them with sticks. It's just crazy over there. Yeah. But they took out a big, huge destroyer with these shark drones. And there's a video of it. I put the video. I do video reports every week on this, so I'm not just making this up. But the drones will go in there, and they just picked this ship apart like it was, they were sharks. And blew it up, this $100-$200 million destroyer. So that's new technology today that we need to keep up on that and be aware of that. Right now, British are talking about putting an expeditionary force into Ukraine, which worries me because that'll put out Article 5, you know, and literally escalate things. What do you think about that? The British get involved. I think that's a bad idea.
Any NATO country sending troops there is going to make this war far worse than what it is. It's a huge mistake.
Yeah, but for the young guys out there, I recommend, you know, if you're good at those first-person video games, drones is the technology of the future. And ISR, long range, and air superiority, that dominates everything on the battlefield. And it's a 7-to-1 kill ratio because of that. And this is on... Because the Russians are taking advantage of the technology, the problem with Ukrainians, they don't have air superiority. And they're lacking in terms of the cost per shell. I mean, if you get one shell for 500 compared to 50,000, it doesn't matter. You're going to run out of money and you're going to run out of shells really quick. So that's what's happening over there. And we're losing because of that. So we need to fess up to things and stop believing the lies that Zelensky's speaking. Because the media is speaking lies about this war from the very beginning. They're not telling us the truth. And the truth will set you free.
If Zelensky talks about his side losing, the money's going to stop, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, he needs more money, and he's like a prostitute, you know. He just wants more, unfortunately. And the generals are good, though. I think Zelensky is the generals, the Ukrainians on the front line. They're putting up a good fight against the Russians, and but the problem is the kill ratio and the ISR. I mean, you can't. You get targeted within minutes in a tank, and you're toast within minutes. So that's the issue there. It's not going well.
Huge issue, and we appreciate the update. Anything else?
That's it, John. You have a good day.
Okay, thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, as I said a few minutes ago, the first casualty of any war is the truth. So we're certainly lacking the truth from both sides, and that's simply the way wars go for centuries. Nothing new about that. There's a headline I just saw at the Liberty Daily, and here's I don't want to misquote myself. The Liberty Daily: U.S. Senate bill gives Ukraine 75 times as much funding as the American border wall. How about that? Yeah, well, the Israelis are recovering weapons that we gave to Ukraine and Gaza. they're recovering weapons that were left behind in Afghanistan and Gaza. I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. I kind of expect that. We have American troops fighting in Israel right now. They're not there in a advisory capacity. They're actually in combat. Not that many. As far as I know, Navy SEALs, might be some Special Forces guys. So we're already there on the ground in Israel. As I mentioned earlier, the Wall Street Journal had an op-ed published a few days ago where Dearborn, Michigan is referred to as the U.S. capital of jihadists, which of course it is. A lot of people are upset about that, but I'm sorry to say it's big. So what? If it is, it is. And we have imams in Dearborn preaching hatred of America, preaching death to America. We're a great prime recruiting ground for new jihadists to kill innocent men, women, and children here in the United States, which they've done in the past and they'll be doing in the future. As Sam said, the majority of these Muslims came across the border from Canada. I don't know how many of them are legal, how many illegal. It doesn't matter in this regard. These young men, they're recruited, they're groomed, they're trained, and they and eventually given a mission. They've been lacking missions here in this country for a while. They're holding back for the signal for them to go into action and cause property damage and murder innocent Americans. That's what's coming. Just like the sun's coming tomorrow morning, that's what's coming. The whole plethora of killing and violence we've seen in the Middle East for so many decades. Suicide bombers, men and arming themselves with knives. Muhammad used a knife to murder people, so the Muslims like to use knives also, but they're certainly not afraid to use Kalashnikovs and explosives if the opportunity presents itself to murder innocents. And their belief system is the more innocent men and women and children they murder, the better their situation is going to be in their paradise. It took me a while to find out what the 72 virgins were when a Muslim man dies waging Islamic war, jihad. It turns out they're 72 9-year-old virgins. It took me a bit longer to find out what happens to a woman who dies in jihad. It turns out she gets to be one of the 72 virgins forever. So what do these guys do when they're in the Muslim heaven with 72 virgins? Well, every time they have sex with one, at the end of the sex act, the 9-year-old girl, reverts back to being a virgin again. They never urinate, they never defecate. They just stay a 9-year-old virgin forever. That's what they believe. And that's what Muslim men are looking forward to. That's what they're willing to lay their life down for, is to have that be their life forever. Very strange way to believe, and very bizarre. The whole Muslim religion is very freakish, dangerous, and bizarre, quite frankly. And that's based on my observations, based on my readings, and that's my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion, as all of you are. I was looking at the photograph of this young mayor, 33 years old, up in Dearborn. He looks so good. He's such a wonderful smile. Looks like a great young man. He's Muslim, of course. And I don't know how much of the Dearborn City Council is Muslim. I'm sure there's several. So Dearborn has basically been captured by Islam. And Minneapolis captured by the Somalians, who are Muslim also. So they have a foothold here in this country, don't they? And it's prime ground for recruiting efforts to take place. We need to keep aware of these things, educate ourselves, understand the true threats. I encourage people to get Bill Federer's book. It's a great book. You really learn about the true nature of Islam as it relates to the world scene. You really will. You'll learn a lot. And the title of the book, once again, is What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran. The subtitle is A History of Islam and the United States. So they're making progress in their goal of world domination. They believe in peace. Muslim peace is when everybody's Muslim. That's their idea of peace. Isn't that special? That's what they believe. And you and I are not going to change it. They believe that they can lie and cheat and steal as long as it helps Islam move forward as a world religion. And I think it's imperative that people understand the true threat of Islam. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I don't know the name of the film we got that audio clip from. That's the U.S. Marines and is moving, marching on the King of Morocco. to take over the government of Morocco, a Muslim government, by the way. Maybe we need to do that again. The Wind and the Lion, thank you. came out in 1975. The Wind and the Lion, released in 1975. Great movie. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this whole issue of Islam is not going to go away. There's a coalition between the Muslims and the communists. The communists infiltrated the schools that teach Islam back in the 60s, I think it was, to cause hatred of the West. They were quite successful in that. And it continues to this day, the communist influence at these Islamic universities where they teach Islam. That's why they hate us, because they were trained, their imams that graduate from these schools have been trained to hate the West. And let's give credit where credit is due. They've been quite successful in their efforts to get Muslims to hate the West. And what's going on with Islam and the West has been going on for basically 1,000 years. Reading Bill Federer's book has refreshed my memory, and I've got some new information from this book as well, as to how this generational conflict has been going on for more than 1,000 years. It's the real deal. It really is. It's not just a quaint review of history. History is happening right now. The goal of Islam has not changed. The goal of Islam is to is conquest of the entire planet. That's their goal. Now, I don't know what the details are of their cooperation with the communists. Most likely, the communists are using them as useful idiots to accomplish their own goals. That's my belief. Is that's what the communists will do. So as soon as the goals are achieved, the communists will then turn on the Muslims to eliminate them as well. So we'll see. Let's talk about the rest of the week. We have the Tuesday morning roundtable tomorrow with Dave Hodges and Cindy Jones and Steve Ben-Noon. It'll be a great show as always. Wednesday, we'll have Professor McKinney and Jeff Nyquist. Thursday, of course, Dr. Horowitz. And Friday, we'll have Marie Lassiter. And looks like, I think Scott will be with us this coming Friday, Dr. Huff. The full week, as usual, with all these great guests. And take your questions, calls, and comments. That's it for today. The medical supply, drink your things, as well, now what you can. Prime team have ever good. You a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. Large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in. Even larger, beautiful state of Texas. God bless Texas. And God bless the United States of America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.